Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Black Writer's Faith. I am your host today, Ms. Mocha, and Rio is with us. Rio?
What's going on, Ms. Mocha? How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. We don't have a guest tonight, but we are the guests tonight. So this is your chance to get to know us better. We're going to let our listeners call in tonight. The number is 347-215-8712. So feel free to call in, ask any questions, comments, suggestions, ideas. We'll just be kind of kick back and talking today about everything that's going on. Mario, what you got new over there?
Well, still doing my writing. Trying to finish up on the second book that I started. Just constantly writing and putting my all into the radio show and into the magazine, into the champagne and chat, into all the things that we got going on for the new year. So that's pretty much it.
Okay.
What about yourself?
You know what? I was busy this morning. All in my email, because I sent out a couple of emails last night to some future guests, and I got replies back from every last one of them. So we have a really good list of, really good guests. I can't even begin to describe, next week is going to be hot. Next week is going to be really hot. So, yeah, that's basically
it. Are you ready?
I still haven't sat down. Yeah, I'm ready. I still haven't sat down and started writing. And I thought about that today, like, it's like, it's just go, and then I'm back, and then I'm online. And I don't know. So I'm going to have to get organized. 2012, I don't want it to be like the whole hustle and bustle like it was 2011. So I have to work on some things as far as my schedule and setting aside time to get back to my writing. I really want to do that.
So what about the book itself? Like, what are we going to do with the book that you had a role? How are we going to network this? Do I need to put you on the show and make you talk about your book?
No, I don't want to talk about it until I get it done. But what I have thought about doing was, there was the guest we were supposed to have tonight, she was on Facebook. And I read, like, a little excerpt of her book, and it was really good. But what she did was, she has a book coming out, but she put out two short stories. And they were really good. And I think she said they only, like, 12 pages. But it's so good. And I was like, ooh, that's an idea. So I think I might do mine like that, because mine, it's about my life, but it's not, I'm not trying to put everything in one book. I don't want no 300 or 400-page book. So thinking about maybe breaking it up into short stories like that. That would be really easy. But she was selling her ebook for like 99 cents around Christmas. I don't want to do that. But now she has it for, I think it was $7.99, $4.99 or something like that. I don't know about that. I don't even know what my opinion is about the ebooks, but I like the idea about the short stories. So I don't know.
Short stories are really good because sometimes, like, it gets to the point of what you're trying to say, and a lot of readers enjoy short stories because some people can't go through the whole 500-page book, you know what I mean? So, I mean, some people will support the short stories,
Right. I don't know. But I know I need to get it out. How about that?
Yeah, we waiting for you.
I know.
I got the copy. I got what you sent me about the book, and like I said, I read it, and I'm figuring out, like, why are you waiting so long?
But you really didn't respond. I remember that, because you was like, you sent me something, and you was like, I think you texted me, and you said, how many copies of your book do you have? And I'm like, copies? It's not out yet. And you was like, I know, but how many copies? But you hadn't even read it yet. So I'm like, wait a minute now. So I never really did get your natural instant response. I'll be back to hear the instant response, like, oh, man,
okay.
That was,
well,
you know.
Well,
so I don't know.
This is a Black Writer Space exclusive. I enjoyed your book. See, I said it. I gave it 2 thumbs up. I'm going to give it a thumb and a half because y'all been treating me wrong the last couple of shows with all this girl stuff. So I'm going to give it a thumb and a half. And then whenever you decide to treat me right, I'm going to give you 2 thumbs up. How about that one?
Okay. That's fine. You're a mess. I had to. Yeah. For you to respond. That's not right.
I mean, you have to understand that same thing when you interview the other authors and other screenplay writers, musicians, well, whoever we got on the show, look yourself like that's you, and we interviewing you. We want to know what's going on with your projects, too. You know, just like you always tell me, say a poem, or you don't punish me. No. You say something about your book. Matter of fact, tonight, all the listeners listening right now, she's going to say something outside her book, just something. We want 2 sentences. I don't care if it's I went up the street. We want you to say I went up the street with the title of your book. That's what we want.
I don't even have it in front of me. Oh, my God.
I'm making an executive decision right now. I'm making an executive decision. You got to say something about your book.
Look. Oh, okay. Okay, we'll save it. Give me time to get something together. Pick what part I want to. Okay, you put me on the spot. You really trying to get me back, man. Okay.
Yeah, because all this is always like, yeah, we're going to say something. No. Tiffany say something. You say something about your book. That's your project. That's what we on this show to do. That's what the magazine is about. That's just what Black Writer Space is about, bringing out the talent of the writer, about what they can bring to the table, about promoting their book, about promoting their project, about promoting their lyrics, whatever the case may be, and you are a writer. You are an author. So we want to know what's going on with you also.
Okay, before the show is over, I'll read a few lines. I can't tell what. But before the show is over with, I'll have something. I'll read something. Okay. You got me on that one. You called me off guard on that. Man.
I mean, sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to actually reverse it because every show we do, you're like, you better say a poem. When we come back, you don't say a poem, I'm going to fire him. I mean, why am I going to get fired for him? Because I don't want to talk. I mean, come on, man.
Right. You don't got me back.
But I have a question, though.
What's up?
How did you feel about the fishbowl. I'm still tripping on the fishbowl from last night. Like, how did you feel about that?
You know what? I really wasn't surprised because we always, I mean, it's like no matter what, we always have a guest that comes to the table with something different, something unique. So I really thought it was really good. It was awesome because, so you want to get to know somebody? Y'all could be dating for, I think I might use that one, matter of fact. Y'all might be dating for 6 months. Yeah, I think I'm going to use that one real soon. And we're putting the questions and stuff in the fishbowl and pulling, oh, my God. And then she said they can ask you the same question you asked them. So that's, yeah. Oh,
yeah, that was a good look. And plus, she's very, like, creative with everything she was doing. Like, all the books that she wrote, like when I went to each one of the books and I took a glimpse at some of them and looked at a lot of the things she was talking about, she's very creative, you know what I mean? And she know how to express herself about what she's doing. Like when you say, hey, what about that book? She owns it. She's talking about everything. She won't stop until the point is across, and I like that.
Yeah. She was really good. We always have guests like that, and I just love it. And not that it surprises me, but I don't know. I think it just enhances the whole idea of the show, the whole idea of the vision, how it even came about, just everything. So I enjoy each and every single show.
We
got the chat room open tonight. Nobody's in there, but it's open. If anybody wants to get on and maybe they want to call in, but they can make a comment in the chat room. And then we have the champagne room. I still need to do an email for that, for people to send in any questions or comments that they have pertaining to the show or anything. And we will be adding an addition to the show, a different segment. It's going to be like a dating show. So haven't worked out the kinks yet, but it's coming soon.
There we go. We're going to try to spice it up a little bit. So be looking out for the dating part of the show. You know, we know a lot of people out there looking for love and looking for a lot of, you know, companionship. So Black Writer Space is going to be the love doctor. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be the love doctor. So be looking out for that. We got a couple other things that we're going to have. Like, we had a nutrition segment yesterday. Just different things, just so when you come on the show, you can actually listen to certain things that can help build character, help build things inside your soul. So when you log off, you can say, okay, that was helpful. It ain't one of those radio shows where we getting it crack and we getting it in all night, but we gonna get it in a positive way. You know what I mean? And help each other express themselves and promote themselves and just have fun on the show itself.
There has to be a purpose behind it. I went through the, I always go through all the other Blog Talk shows, and I ran into one, and it was like straight like party, MF this, MF that. Yeah, we, you know, I was like, wow. And they had like, now, you know, now our chat room is empty. They had like 100 and some people in their chat room. I was like, wow. And all these listeners and stuff, I said, oh, well. But that was they thing, you know. So, our thing.
I'm gonna call Lil Wayne, and I'm gonna have Lil Wayne on the show, and we're gonna talk about skinny jeans and blue hair, and we're gonna have about 5 million people on the chat, and we're gonna have the phone line gonna go off, and all the questions gonna be asked is, how can I get a pair of skinny jeans and this and that, and we don't have the best show in the world. You know what I mean?
Right.
And no diss to Lil Wayne. It's not a diss to Lil Wayne. I'm just saying that. Let's follow a lot of other things, too. You know what I mean? Because I think at the end of the day that Lil Wayne is a writer. Why wouldn't he come on the show? We want to know how you write also. You know what I mean? So, but we don't want a big celebrity to come on the show for people to join in. Join in because you respect Tiffany and you respect Rio Craft. And you want to support her. Come on, show and listen.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know how it goes. But, I don't know. I do want to touch on some things that I never talk about. But, what? No, for
because
real.
Here you go. You always went to the show and over and said, shoot, I should have said that. For the record, everybody that's listening, she will say the word shoot like a million times. So
I do not say that on air, so stop it.
Watch out for the word shoot. But all I'm saying is, as soon as we get off the show, she's like, I should have said this. I should have talked about that. Shoot. Did you got a gun in your hand? I mean, who you going to kill? Just
oh.
Your time right here. Yeah, I'm throwing you under the bus today. Yeah, I'm throwing you under the bus. 100 of us.
That's okay.
Tell everybody what you need to say.
No, what I was talking about was I am also a photographer. That's like one of my main things. My writing is my passion first. But I also do photography. I don't know if anyone pays attention to my page, but I'm always posting pictures. And I do specialize in weddings. But what I want to talk about tonight is having a professional portfolio as far as being an author, being a writer. We've had authors, writers, motivational speakers on here. All of that. When you represent your business, you need to have, you cannot just, like, if somebody wants to, like when I have people in Chicago that I'm going to feature in the magazine that we're working on the first issue, I always say send me a professional picture, but if they're in Chicago, I really don't even want them to send me a picture because a lot of times it's not a professional picture, or it might be a nice picture, but it's not an updated one. So I always try to have the people that are here in Chicago come down to the studio for a photo shoot. That way I really get a chance to get some fresh, nice, professional pictures of you. I really believe the whole image thing and the whole branding thing. I mean, we all on Facebook all the time. People are marketing. You're marketing yourself. So when someone sees your photo, and it's attached to your business, what do you want them to see? I sat in a class with, what is her name? A friend of mine, she has her own modeling agency. And Lisa Beasley, you can Google her. She works in the field of acting. And she did a class, and I'm telling you, I was sitting there taking notes. Because when she got to the part about branding and how you are basically selling yourself, and everybody wants to make posts on Facebook and this and that, but it's a certain way that you have to present yourself. I see all kind of stuff on Facebook, the naked pictures, the big booty pictures, and then they wait for a million men to comment on it. What is all that for?
Uh-oh.
If I was dating somebody, or if, no, let's just say, if you got a book and you advertise your book on Facebook, but then I go through your photos, and I see you got pictures of your booty, just a picture of your booty that you done took on your cell phone in the bathroom. It's crazy. What do I want to buy your book for?
Uh-oh. Check, please.
Not even. You might have a good book, but then your character, that picture to me is describing your character. No, I don't know you, and you don't know. I might really be a nice person, yeah, but after looking at your picture, I don't even want to talk to you. I mean, it's sad to say, but come on. That's just like kids walking around with their pants hanging down. And then you don't know who you're going to run into. You look out for the summer. What if you run into the manager at Sears? He might be down the street getting him something to eat, too, the same place you at, and you got your pants down. Come on now. Come on. I mean, they be down to their knees. I don't understand. If you should be always 24/7, I guess except for when you at home and you chilling, but at all times you should be trying to market yourself. If you trying to market your book, if you're an author, whatever your title is, whatever your field is, you should always be on point. You should not be out at an event looking crazy and then want to get somebody your business card. Come on. I just don't understand. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow.
What were you saying?
Like, you got a lot of animosity on your chest, but you're right. I feel like everybody knows the saying that your grandma, your mama used to always say, never leave out without some clean underwear on, because you never know what can happen. Same thing, pull your pants up. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know somebody may walk up on you and want to ask you about what you do for a living. You say, oh, I'm looking for a job. And they, okay, I got a job making $25 an hour. But if he's looking at you with your pants down, he's going to go to the next person. You know what I mean? That we got to look presentable and look a little classier than what we are. Like today, I'm coming from the VA hospital, and I'm getting off the E-way on 55th, and I see a person with a pink mohawk. Like, I mean, I'm not knocking your swag or your persona, but a pink mohawk, I mean, like, I don't know about that one. Like, I'm not really a fan of that right now. So, guess I'm old school, so. What you think about that? You gonna be on the show one day with a pink mohawk, and I'm gonna tell everybody you got pink hair.
I'm good. I will have some weave, but no, I'm good. It'll probably match though.
We don't promote drugs on the show. Okay?
It might not be mad. I'm gonna have me some weave in my head now, but it's gonna be done professionally though. So anyhow, I done got way out of the subject.
Yeah, because you talk about something, and then as soon as the show is over, you're going to be like, shoot, I forgot to say about this one. Because you said you should let everybody on the show know that you forgot to say a lot of things, and you're talking about skinny jeans and some pink mohawks and booties on the phones and stuff like that. I mean, what are you talking about? You're supposed to be talking about your future things going on, and the things that you forgot to tell us about.
Mario.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have my orange juice.
Needed to be addressed. It still needed to be addressed. But I'm gonna give you an applause. First, you really want to be heard today.
No, I'm just saying,
just keep wanting to bust me out, but it's okay. No, well, what I'm saying is, my whole point is, our presentation. So, me bringing up the photography, if anybody's interested in getting a professional portfolio for the writing, whatever it is that you do, motivational speaker, we've had everybody on the show. So, I never talk about that, so I kind of wanted to just open that up today to just kind of let everybody know I do that too. So, if in the Chicago area, I am in South Loop of Chicago, and you can always hit me up on my Facebook page in case you're interested in coming to get some fresh photos. I do family photos. I do all of that, but I really want I did a few pictures of – how many did I do? So far I've had three authors down there, I think between November and December, and the pictures came out so nice. Oh, my God. So, I mean, they're good enough to be book covers. That's just how good the pictures came out. I posted a couple of them. But that's all I want to say about that.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. For those who are in the Chicago area, we are located at 2150 South Canal Court. She didn't want to tell y'all that. She just wanted to say email her. So we are 2150 South Canal Court, South Loop area. And if you do need to find out the directions, you can email us or give us a call. Or you can actually, those who know me on Facebook, just shoot me an inbox and I'll give you the directions right to the spot. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know what? We're going to take a break so I can regroup after being put on the spot today.
Actually,
so we'll be right.
You want to take a break? No. You want to take a break so you can yell at me. So I'm going to take my last. I'm going to take it like a man, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to finish the show good.
Okay, we'll be right back. We are back. And, wow, I'm really trying to see what part I want to read tonight. Anyhow, Mario, you could talk.
Yeah, I just want to apologize to the listeners for throwing my co-host under the bus. She called me and cursed me out and told me if I
no
do it again, I'm no longer a part of the Black Writer Space family. So I want to apologize. But no, I'm not going to apologize for nothing. I'm going to tell it like it is. We want to hear from you. We want you to talk. We want you to talk about your book. And I felt like I should have done what I was supposed to do to put your book out there. And first off, what's the name of your book? Since I'm going to throw you under the bus, what's the name of your book?
A Journey Through Life. That's my mom.
Okay. Now, can we go through this journey with you real fast? Can we get a couple of sentences to this?
No, I thought, as we said, before the end of the show.
Okay. See what I mean? See what I mean, America? She.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm working.
I'm not going to argue with you tonight on the show.
No. Uh-uh. But, Let's talk about your book. Like, what do you have left? I know you say you want to take out some chapters and add some new ones.
The second one, what I want to do is it actually was finished, but what I did was I took four poems out, and I actually got some new ones that I felt would go in there and kind of like shake up the book. You know what I mean? Just shake it up a little bit and just, you know, I just don't write about one subject. So I wanted to throw some curveballs in there so when you read it, you can say, okay. Because I'm going to get you thinking it's all about love. And I'm going to come with the hurt. You know what I mean? Then I'm going to come with just sitting on the lake type thing. And then I'm coming with some different stuff. I'm not going to just keep talking about love. You know what I mean? Got to talk about all the stuff that's going on in the world. So we know that this book is a real book. It's a universal book. It's not just the love doctor or the love book. It's a universal book, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead.
Have you given yourself a deadline?
Well, actually, with this one, I'm looking at maybe like the mid-February, like around maybe like, I'm not going to say Valentine's Day, maybe like that next week after Valentine's Day, and I'm going to end it right there, and it's over with. And we're going to make it happen. You know what me and you discussed about these deadlines. We have to meet these deadlines no matter what the case may be. We got to sacrifice a lot of things. So if we want the people to read and listen to us, we got to make some sacrifices. So I really ain't getting no sleep. I'm really trying to, you know, complete this task. So, you know, so I can get it out there because I know a lot of people want to read it. I mean, I'm not a fan of nothing I write. For some reason, I'm not. But I want the people who do support me to have a book in their hand so they can say, oh, this is real. This is, I know him. That's my buddy right there. So February, around the 20th-something of February, I haven't picked a certain day on that part.
Okay.
But
no,
I do want to say one thing. The Black Writer Space, for those who listening, for those who just started listening, we're here to help you with whatever you're trying to do. You know what I mean? We're trying to help you get to that next level because we want to get to the next level. And we want to make sure that everybody is successful when they come through Black Writer Space. And for those who don't know, Black Writer Space, it's not just for black people because we had got a question about Black Writer Space. No, Black Writer Space is, first of all, Black Writer Space pretty much is a pen. And when you write with a pen, it has dark ink. So you're getting your thoughts out on through your pen or through your pencil or through your marker. So that's what Black Writer Space is about. It's not about African-American. We want everybody to join. You know, we want every culture. We want every race. We want every nationality. to be on Black Writer Space. So I thought I had to share that because I don't want nobody to get a little confused about what we're trying to do and what we are going to do. And I also want to say I have a listener that's listening, and I want her to know that I'm supporting Electric Soul, and whenever you're ready to bring it to the forefront, Black Writer Space will support you and help you with your task and with your business. And I just pretty much want to throw that out there so you know, as well as anybody who wants to shoot us an email about what you're doing, just let us know what's going on. We always say in the chat room, talk to us. You know, call the show, push one on the button, and you know, just say what you got to say. We here. You know, we here for you. You know, we here to support everybody. So that's pretty much it.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely are here, and we want to hear from you. Please call in tonight, 347-215-8712. I just got a text. I do have somebody that wants to say something. We're going to bring them on real quick.
Okay.
It's not working. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing? I just want to say that I love the show. I love your show. It's talk about a lot of positive things, you know, on the show. And I was listening earlier, Mario. I don't know why you're so hard on the sister. I'm listening to you because you know what? You know what they? Well, I'm just like my mom. You know, what she did was, she cooked, she cleaned, she made sure we was, you know, fed, took care of, went to school and everything else. You know, sometimes it takes a little bit of time because what they do is they have our back. You know what I'm saying? And while we looking good, they got our back so we can look good. You know, so that could be what's going on. No. You ain't going to come on this show messing with me. Hold on for a second. Look. No. See, why you was at yesterday and the day before yesterday when I needed that brother to call in and say, I want to give a shout-out to Mario for always showing some love to the world. But everybody want to call in talking about why you messing with the sister. Why you messing with the sister? Why the sister messing with me? I'm here. Why am I love that? Oh, man.
Well, girl,
I ain't got nothing
but love for you. I just want to, you know, I'm just glad to see that, you know, that it's positive things out there that y'all talking about are really positive. Y'all have a positive show, you know. It's just so many times that, you know, you look at TV, you look at the news, you read the newspaper, and the first thing you see is all the bad things, you know. So,
right.
You know, that really, you know, says a lot about your show, you know. You know, for me, tell me what motivates, you know, to do such, be so positive when, you know, you can easily go the other way and, you know, and get all, because you were saying that that a lot of other shows have X amount of people, these X amount of people. What motivates y'all to do this, you know, this type of show, you know?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to tell you like
thank
this.
Thank you, Mario. Go on, big man.
No, I'm going to say, well, thank you very much. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. What motivates me is the fact that I love to help people. And everybody who knows me knows that I'm always putting other people first. You know what I mean? And when I was going through my writing and I didn't have nobody to pretty much say, this is what you need to do, or let me take your drafts and try to edit it for you. I felt like that when I come on this show, every time we have a show, it's to help somebody else get to that next level, because that next person book is going to help somebody else. And you say you listen to the show, everybody we have on this show always talks about pretty much self-improvement and improving the world. Every show, if you go back to the first show we went to, I mean, we done, every show talks about helping somebody else. So I feel like if I'm in the business of helping somebody, I want to help somebody who wants to help somebody else so we can touch as many people we can. So that's what motivates me. and inspire me the ability to help others.
Oh, okay.
So now you can call me in about 2 more minutes and say, I want to give a shout out to Rio because Rio is trying to help the world. That's all I got.
I was just kidding with you, my man. I was just kidding.
Now, you're right. But no, see, you're right because this is what we talk about every day. Like, the brothers have to support the sisters because the sisters are always there. I always talk about that, like, the show I did yesterday and the show before that, I always say that the women is the first school of thought. Everything goes through that woman. You know what I mean? And if we don't have that strong woman on our side, our pants still gonna be at the bottom of our feet. We ain't gonna wanna cut our hair. We ain't gonna wanna, you know, keep ourselves groomed. We ain't gonna wanna talk to them with respect and none of those things. So I'm with you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm with you when it comes to the sister.
Yeah, and you know what, man, just talking for real, I have a special someone, and I was going through some things, you know, and she understand. I thought she was going to walk on me for a second, but she didn't. But, you know, she ended up praying with me. You know, I never had anybody, you know, to sit me down and pray with me, explain to me what was going on, you know, and she became, you know, she's a really special friend, and, you know, I really adore her a lot, you know. So that's all I had to say. You know,
That's awesome.
Man, we appreciate you, bro. No doubt. We appreciate, because like we always saying, man, we want people to talk to us. Let us know what we're doing wrong. Let us know what we're doing right. Help us improve the show together. You know what I mean? Like, we're not one of those, who you to tell us what we got to do. Tell me what I need to do. You know what I mean? So that way I can improve as not only a person that's on the show, but a person that's in life itself. Because I don't know none of these authors that come on the show. And every time we get off the show with one of these authors, we build a relationship with them. And
yes.
I pretty much talk to a lot of them pretty much every day or every other day. And it's like, wow, how you doing? How you doing today? Most people go on the radio show, after they finish talking to that person, they don't even talk to them no more. You know what I mean? So we are family at Black Writer Space, and as long as we keep doing this, y'all going to see what we're talking about. You know what I mean? We're going to let the work do all the talk. So I appreciate you, bro.
Okay, I appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
You.
Oh, you are.
Wow. I love it.
I love it, too, even though I'm the one getting drilled all the time. But I'm going to accept it. I'm going to accept it like a man. I'm going to find me somebody to call in. Somebody, please call in. I'm going to give you a $20 gift card to Aldi.
Hey,
We got a
caller, but I'm going to take a break first, and then we're going to take that caller.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Let's see what I'm up to now. You know I love playing my own music. I just absolutely love it.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I'll be stepping every time you play.
I know. Let me see. I don't want to be putting nobody to sleep. Okay, playing. Okay, we'll be right back.
John B. Bring it on.
I can see that you're falling.
eyes. I can see it in your eyes.
We are back. Did I hit a nerve?
Tupac. Tupac.
I like the Tupac.
What you crying for? I like Tupac.
Okay, I'm a caller. We had somebody hang up. I did not know if they were just listening in or if they wanted to come on air or not. That's the thing. I got to really learn how to work this out. But I do have a caller on that I do know wants to come on air, so I'm going to bring her on.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey,
thank you for
how
calling.
You doing?
Hey, Mario, look, I'm doing
all
great.
Right.
I'm listening to the show, and I'm loving it. I'm not a writer, but I'm listening to the show to try to get some encouragement. I'm looking for something that would make me more so want to write, because I don't know what I want to do. And first of all, I want to say, Mario, you asked the exact questions that I want to know. If you're hosting the show, then I want you to feed my spirit man with something to give me that go and push, something that motivated you. I want to know. You know what I'm saying, Mario?
Yes,
hello?
I do know. Yeah,
so you did nothing wrong to me. You know, you just try to bring something out that the readers need to hear. You know
I understand
just what you were saying. Because, like I said, I'm not a writer. But maybe if it was my gift deep inside, then if you started if you hosting this, then I'm truly expecting you to feed my spirit so I can give me that push. You know what I'm saying? So that I can go forward.
Wow. Okay.
Don't okay her. This is between me and her. This ain't got nothing to do. Your man's show. He was just on the show with you earlier. That
right.
Made her bond a little bit. All I'm going to say is this. When I first started writing, I looked at all the things that was bad, that was going on bad in my life. You know, like the poverty, you know, wearing my brother pants, the hand-me-downs, and all. Yeah, I ain't the best at saying, I wore hand-me-downs. I wore LA gear boots and everything. Pro wave, all that stuff. But I put it on paper. I express myself through the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a person that's tried to get into writing, regardless of if it's a book, a stage play, just let it go. Just let it go through your hand. You know, don't worry about what nobody's going to say about it. Just let it go. You know what I mean? That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a formula to this. I just let it go. And that's pretty much it.
I'm anticipating, right. But that's why I'm sitting here and I'm listening and I'm waiting to hear something that the host wrote. I want to hear something. I want to know where they're at. Like, I want to know where you at, Mario. I want to know where she's at, too.
Well,
then
you
know,
I write poetry. I usually say something on the show. You know, if I'm threatened to say it, but I usually say things on the show, like one of my poems, or I post poetry pretty much every other day on Facebook, on my site, Mario Givens, if you want to check me out on there. But before the show is over, I'm going to recite something for you.
Okay, because this was my first time listening.
Okay, and I'm going to make sure that this, you're going to have a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time also.
Okay, that's great.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. Don't be calling the show trying to get that $20 Aldi gift card. Now, because I ain't no fool now. I'm giving away $20 Aldi gift cards.
Look,
and only
I was on hold before you even said that. You put me on hold and went to a, a song. So, you know, but whatever. You know,
I'm still going to listen. That's why I'm loving you. That's why I'm trying to give you a $20 gift card to all of you. I don't want to give you the $20. But I'm just saying, don't be calling the show because I'm talking about some money now. You just want some tilapia or something. No, don't do me like that. Call.
Okay.
No.
I've been listening to this show from the beginning. I told you it's my first time calling.
Okay, I'm a little emotional right now, and I ain't got too many $20, $40 all the gift cards now.
Okay,
I'm only giving
then,
once a month, maybe. Matter of fact, y'all can split it. You and the other caller, y'all can split it.
$10.
I can get y'all something, all of you. What? See, why she hating? That's between me and you. You ain't saying one thing about it. Oh, you don't want the money.
I'm
going to make sure that you listen to the show again. I'm going to say something.
Okay.
I actually got something I'm going to recite. I already got it right here in my face because I know I'm going to get threatened if I don't do it anyway, so I'm going to do it for you.
Okay, good.
And I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Love for real. Somebody love for real out there. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wait. Wow. Oh, I like the calls coming in, and it gives me more time to get my little story I'm going to read together.
Well, while you're getting your story together, I actually we've been going to the champagne room. I got an email. We've been going to the champagne room. For those who don't know what the champagne room is, that's the segment of the show where we go inside the champagne room where we have a little toast to somebody's email and see what they're talking about. So I have an email from an anonymous person. Why you want to get anonymous? We are family. That's saying, Tiffany. See, I'm just love tonight. Tiffany, why are you being so hard on Mario and he's always here to support you? Wow.
Right.
No,
I am not hard. Mario is my other half of Black Writer Space. He's my partner. So, you know, we just have fun. We just like to have fun. It's all in fun. Just like how they do on the Steve Harvey Show with Nephew Tommy. And people be calling in like, I just think that is so wrong. Why is he doing that? That was my... Ma'am.
Because I'm short.
What?
What's going on is
it's part of the show.
I just read an email to you.
I haven't laughed all day. No, yes I have. But
I read an email to you, and your response was that me and you, we on the show as a team, and then you threw me under the bus after that.
No, I didn't. I was saying how. No, it's all in fun. That's all.
It seems like I'm
the only one getting
laughed at up in here.
No. We got to give them something today. We didn't have no guests on, so we got to be the best guests on the show. Out of all the shows we did, this has to be the best one, so we got to have a ball.
So you know, Tiffany, that I ain't want to tell everybody, but if you keep doing this, I'm going to fill out an application for 107.5. They was on the show yesterday, and they had called me, and they told me that they wanted me to start off as being a janitor, and then I could work my way up to the mic. So keep talking stuff. I'm going to be a janitor at 107.5, and then I'm gonna be on the show talking about Black Writer Space. I'm going to throw y'all all under the bus. I'm going to tell all the secrets.
I'll make sure I have to sweep up then, because I'm going to be the host over there.
Okay.
All
right.
And I can play all the music I want to.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening as far as the chat, the call-ins, the online site itself. Thank y'all for the support. We need this. We want to show y'all a different dimension of technology, of radio, of everything we're trying to do. Just showing y'all something different so y'all know that when y'all come on this show, that it's not script. We always talk about, this is not a script. We're not reading nothing off a piece of paper and somebody standing in front of us saying, you talk, Rio. No, Tiffany, you talk. Oh, we're going to take a break. Now, we're doing this from the gift of God. God telling us to do this, so we're doing it, and we're trying to do the best we can with it, and we thank y'all for supporting us. But going forward, though, there won't be no more $20 all these gift cards no more if I don't get one person every day showing love to me. I want one person every day, and it'll go from an Aldi gift card to a Best Buy gift card. See where I'm going? See what I'm doing?
Right. Right.
So support the brother. Support the brother. You know what
right.
I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I've been posting on Facebook. I hope we have some of our friends on Facebook listening. I don't know. My thing won't even work today. I don't know. Blog Talk, the benefits of Blog Talk Radio, but I love it, though. I really do. I'm still going to reach the world.
Oh, yeah.
Pen and paper.
If I got to talk to the little boy in Africa, I'm gonna reach that little boy in Africa who don't even have a computer. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? That's where we're going with this. We're trying to touch as many people we can. But, Tiffany, I do want to ask you this.
What's up?
What are your expectations of this? You said expectations. I'm listening to you talk about that. Tell the listeners, what do you really want out of Black Writers Place?
Wow. Oh, that's a good question. What I want to do is create the largest network of writers, just like a support network, all related to writing. And that's why I don't, you know, limited to just an author, you know, if you have the title of an author. That's why I always say songwriters, pastors, anybody that picks up the pen and write. Basically, I would like to connect with you. I want you to be a part of what we're doing. I want you to be part of the network. I want it to be not just United States. I want it to be worldwide, global. That's why I always use the word global. I want it to be a household name, just like we look on TV. And what's that commercial with the carpet? 588-2300 Empire? Right.
Right.
When you think about books or writing, I want it to be
BWS. I'm a
book fan,
though.
I don't know if we're going to have a song or something, but, you know, however it goes, I do want it to reach the world. What?
I'm going to steal the Luna song, but I'm going to remix it, though. I'm going to do-do-do-do, Black Writers Space. You know what I mean?
No.
Like that, y'all. Yeah, y'all like the voice, though. See, the voice sounded so good mm-hmm. on the air.
Wow.
No.
Okay,
and
let's
then,
break quick. And when we come back from break, I'm going to go ahead and read what I have. No. When we come back, I'm going to read a little portion of my book. I don't have the juicy parts, but I picked out something. Hopefully it'll be... it'll grab you and make you want to know more. So, but anyhow, we'll be right back.
All right, Black Writers Place.
Oh,
we are back. And Mario's going to entertain you while I prepare myself. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, for real.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a poem that I wrote a while back. It's called Real Love. And I'm just going to read it because she threatened me on a break to do this. So, you know, so I got to do what I'm told. If not, people won't call it and say I'm not being supportive. So that's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I had to throw you on the bus again, Tiffany. You enlighten me. You brought the fire out. Burn my desire. My soul shout. Who are you, lady? The queen of England? The princess of my heart? The gifts of harmony? The honesty you bring? Never change. Stay close to the night. The moon that talks to the sun. The lakes that kiss the ocean. You are real. The humanity. The voice of leaders. The passion of a speech. You have many dreams. Your love for me is reality. Never leave. Your heart is the period of my synthesis. You are the question mark of my confusion. You are the answer. Only great ones can feel this. The inspiration of my kiss. I need a morning with you so we can celebrate the night we had. That was called Real Love. Hopefully you guys like it.
Oh, wait. See, now I'm messing with some stuff over here, but I was listening. It's always, man, like it, when it cut off, I'll be like looking for some more. Why do I always do that?
I don't know. Like I say, when I write, I just write what's told to me through the
spirit.
I got some wrong with that, but, you know, I ain't want to be on here 20 hours.
Yeah.
Now, I flip poems like Master P now. Don't get it twisted. Like, you know how Master P used to come every other week with a... That's me now. So...
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I just want to say something quick so a lot of people won't be, oh, he's taking forever. You know, just something quick, something quick. But it's called Real Love. Hopefully you guys like it. If you don't, blame Tiffany for doing all this stuff to me because I didn't want to do it anyway. But if you do like it, I appreciate it.
Stop.
What? Are you ready?
Almost.
Here we go.
This was like, wow.
You ain't nervous, are you?
Yes, I am.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why, but I am.
Nervous. Like we talked about earlier, we talk about on the show all the time, just let it come out, you know what I mean? Just let it flow, you know what I mean? You know, we're not here to judge nobody's writing. We're not here to judge nobody's nothing. Just let it go.
I really want to, you know, because we have a show that, like I said, it always has to be a purpose behind it. So even just this little part, I really want to be able to just, you know, hit a nerve. It has to, you know, say something behind it.
Well, you say the purpose is to come on the show, discuss things, and get better together, you know what I mean? And that means we're going to improve together. So we make a mistake, regardless if it's something I'm writing about, something I'm reciting, something you're writing about, something a guest may have said, something somebody may have said in the chat room. We're here to pick each other up. We're not here to, oh, wow, what's he talking about? It doesn't matter what she's talking about. It sounded good, and we're going to help her get through it. So we all here to help you get through it. We waiting, too, and you're going to have us waiting as long as we
can. Okay. I know.
You don't got time for all this.
Oh, gosh.
I want some chicken. I got to go eat some chicken after this. So you need to figure it out.
Stop. I'm coming. Give me like 2 minutes.
Okay. For those who want to get in touch with Black Writer Space, you can also email us at blackwriterspace@gmail.com. Well, hold on. Let me take that back. blackwriterspace@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. But just send whatever email you want to send to us about anything about your bios, if you have a book or numerous books you want us to talk about and discuss, shoot us an email, send us a bio. Like Tiffany said, she is a photographer. So for those who are in the Chicagoland area, come get a headshot. Come get your family photos. Come and get, you know, a photo shoot. We're down on 2150 Canal for it. That's west of Halsted, a block west of Halsted on 22nd Street. Just, you know, come and check us out. Check the studio out. It's Cafe Mocha Studio. You know, that's the name of the studio. Come check us out. We're on the third floor. We got the big plant on the table. You know what I mean? So you want, that plant get on my nerves. You know, I try to respect the plant, but the plant, I'm going to have to make some changes. I'm going to have to come in and clean house. That's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to come on in. I'm going to put a big old picture of Marcus Garvey on that wall. I'm going to put Martin Luther King on that wall. I'm going to have a big Afro man. We don't ever know who he is. A big Afro man on that wall. Because that little plant getting on my nerves. Like every time I come down there, and for those who don't know, it's a plastic plant. It's not no real plant where we got to water. It's a plastic plant. Oh, my God. You know what we got to go through? I'm just stressed out about Black Writer's Space.
You are not stressed out. You ain't never worked.
Why we can't get a real plant, though? Why we got to get a plastic plant? Why we always got to get the fake stuff?
No, you did not.
I'm a Gemini. I'm sorry. I'm a Gemini. That's my second.
Bring a plant. Okay, I think I'm ready. I was able to find my file. I had a virus on my computer about 2 weeks ago. So I lost some stuff on here, and I was like, oh, man, I can't find it. But I remember emailing it to Mario, so I had to go back into my email, get it, skim through it. I do have some really good stuff. And I'm not going to start at the beginning. I'm just freestyling with this. I'm just picking a spot to start, so bear with me. I ain't never read the book in front of nobody. I let people read it to kind of get their idea on it, but I've never, just did this before. So here we go. Okay, the name of the book, it was called Don't Get Caught Up, but I changed it to A Journey Through Life because, I don't know, I just got a different feel on it now. So that's kind of, I don't know, that's what it is. It's A Journey Through Life. Everything slid by my dad so easily. During this time, my dad drank a lot. Sometimes he would have gotten so drunk, he would sleep most of the day away until Lee would come in going off. I would be downstairs working in the office. He would be upstairs asleep. There was a small loft area up there, so it was perfect at the time. I never slept with Daryl. I was one of the guys in the book. I would just kiss him. Not sure. Wait a minute. Give me a minute. Okay. Yeah, I would just kiss him. Okay. Every time I would see him, I would get butterflies in my stomach. This guy named Earthquake, rumor was he was a pimp. He was cute. He was light-skinned. He had a jerry curl. This sounds so crazy. They were out then. He had about 3 or 4 cars. I would rarely pay him any attention at all. I could not say I was quote unquote attracted to older men. I just knew they paid me a lot of attention. This particular day, business was slow. They didn't need me in the office, so I was sitting out on the service floor area. Wait a minute. I don't even remember the conversation that took place, but at the end of it, he slid me his number. I called him on a few occasions. He would always talk about coming to pick me up. Well, finally, one day after school, he picked me up. He pulled up in a yellow Cadillac. Someone else was driving. I later on realized he must have had a personal driver. We went directly to the motel up the street from my house. Not one time did I question myself about why was I there. I really feel that most of the time when these incidents occurred, I was empty-headed, and honestly, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. these guys were what they call pedophiles nowadays. I was very much still a minor, but no one knew, no one cared or even talked to me, only talked about me. I can remember listening to my grandmother and my aunt sit around and talk about my parents and talk about us like we weren't there. Then take us shopping and buy us clothes and buy us shoes so they could say what they did for us. That's what you call buying someone. Money fixes everything in their minds. My mom's side of the family was very special. I can remember my cousin telling me, when you get older, you're going to find out how dysfunctional this family is. Now, I know exactly what she meant. Family members, or should I say people, can love you dearly and still hurt you. As people, we expect family to be our cushion, but a lot of times they are the knife that stabs us. Yes, very painful. I had sex with Earthquake, and he went into the bathroom and closed the door. I quickly checked his pockets for cash and grabbed $80. He dropped me off at home. I didn't go inside the house. I went to the mini mall up the street and bought me some gym shoes. Wow. I made it home in time enough to go to church.
I tried to hold it in. I'm sorry.
I know y'all laughing at me, but that's what happened. Anyway, I made it home in time enough to go to church. My mom had become so fed up with me, she stopped asking me questions until one day. That's it.
Wow. I mean, I'm going to say this.
What?
I can't hold it in. What's up with you dating DJ Quick, though? I mean, like, the Jerry girl, I mean.
Come on now. Back then, it wasn't even a date. Come on.
I'm just saying, you mess around with DJ Quick.
Fancy cars with the rims, flashing all that money. We'd be like, oh, he cute. Oh, this and that. Not even thinking what's in. What the hell he won't bother with you for? Not even thinking that.
I mean, all that. Like, I just got off the phone with like 20 other listeners. They was like, why are you dealing with DJ Quick, though? Like, what's up with the brother with the curls, with the juice and stuff? Like, I mean.
That's what was out then.
What you mean out then? When?
It was in the 90s.
Hold on. Man, look, I had a curl. I ain't gonna lie. For those who don't know, I did have a curl when I was little.
I had one, too. I think we all had one.
But you messing with brothers with curls in the 90s. What part of the 90s?
What up? You missed the whole. Come on, let's get back to the purpose. Come on, let's get back.
The purpose is you need to mess with somebody with a haircut.
I ain't need to mess with nobody then. Come on, now. I was trying, but I didn't have no business messing with nobody at the time. You gonna say about the Jerry curl? What about the rest of what I read? Come on.
I mean, I was really gonna tell you about the stuff, but I didn't want to trip you out in front of all the company we got. I just want to throw the curl out there because, you know, that's not a good look.
But y'all
heard that she said shoot. I told y'all about her that shoot word. She just said it.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so, anyhow, that's pretty much it. Like I said, the book is about me, but I don't feel like me writing it and then taking out this and taking out that, and I can't tell them this, I can't tell them that. Why not? It happened. How am I going to help somebody if I'm lying? Or switching it around or covering it up. That's the problem. Folks be covering stuff up too much. So, that's it. You know, hey.
I have a question.
What's up?
It's not about no Jerry Curl. This is a real question.
Come on.
Okay. See, look at you. You want me to be crazy. I'm being cool now. All right. Even though you just read that portion of what you wanted to read as far as your book,
mm-hmm.
All the listeners need to know, for those who want to purchase the book and do time, what would be the wow factor of the book? You know, what about your journey that's going to really make somebody say, you know what, I want to read what Tiffany's talking about. You know, we heard a part about the Jerry Carroll on the radio show, but What else about her that we I had to stop it. I'm being serious. Like, what is it about your book that's going to make us say, you know what, let's go get that book?
Well, what the wow factor is, to answer your question, Mr. Givens, the wow factor about A Journey Through Life is that I made it. And I didn't make it screwing nobody. I didn't make it just, you know, through life. We go through stuff, and, you know, it's always we do what we got to do. But I was fortunate enough to not have to continue it. You know, I did end up, I ended up getting pregnant at 15 and this and that or whatever. So, but I made it. My son is getting ready to be 20. My daughter is getting ready to be 18. So I still ended up having a blessed life. And I did all that because guess what? I had somebody praying for me. And then God already knew what plans he had for me anyway. And sometimes he allows us to go through things. You know, we make wrong decisions. So although I made bad decisions, he still was able to take the bad and turn it into a blessing. That would be the wow factor. So that would say to a reader who's going through something, who feels like there's no way out, yes, it is. No matter how bad it is, if you believe in God, because you got to believe first. If you don't believe in him, then you're not going to trust his word. You're not going to trust him. You don't even gonna, you know, you're not even going to think he exists. But if you do, if any part of your heart say you do trust in God, you trust his word, that's all you need. So the faith, it starts inside of you. So just prayer. Just prayer. Because I know some people, like I said, I had somebody praying for me. But everybody don't have that either. So with that being said, you have to pray for yourself and trust God. And that's it. That's it. Ain't nothing. Ain't no sugarcoating. Ain't nothing else. Nothing. That's it. So that's the wow factor. I made it. This is 2012. I'm 36 years old, and I'm still blessed. And I still got a whole nother 60 years, 70 years, 80 years to go. So that's the wow factor.
All right. Hey, Tiffany, I have another email in the champagne room. So let me go on in the champagne room, give me a little toast or something. Okay. No, I mean, because remember when we first did the champagne room, some people thought we was actually going to get drunk on the radio show. I mean, that's deep. I don't want people thinking we over here drinking on some 40 ounces or nothing like that. It's just a little segment that we want to, you know, spice it up a little bit, put a little lemon pepper on that. All right. This is from Chad. Chad says, Black Writer Space, what do you see yourself doing in the next 6 months to a year?
To a year? I know.
Yeah.
I'll be traveling, going to different book events, going to different, hosting different events. Because my goal is also to host a couple of big events right here in Chicago. I know this summer I'm doing something with the Rough Riders, too. And it's all connected to giving back to literacy and supporting literacy, reading. So it's not just about having a bunch of big events and showing up. I do know we're going to look into being a part of the Buck Billiken Parade. We have an event May 6th in Baltimore, Maryland, the Baltimore Urban Book Fest. We will be at on May 6th. It's a lot of events. The Black Writers Conference, I'm going to try to make that. I'm going to make that. So traveling, continuing to enlarge the network of writers, to enlarge the network and pass the word, continue to pass the word. I'm trying to reach London, Alaska, China. You know, like I always say, it's just not United States. I'm really trying to reach the world. So, Mario, you anything to add to that?
Yeah. Well, you're going to Alaska by yourself. But 6 months to a year, we want to launch the, actually in the next couple of months, we want to launch this magazine that we created. We want to actually do the traveling, like we said, different colleges and doing different writing summits. We want to get with a lot of local agencies, you know, the Department of Human Resources, the, you know, the defenders, places where we can talk to the young youth, you know, Chicago public school systems, where we can go in and be mentors to some of the children that's unfortunate. We also want to start a couple of the nonprofit organizations that we have on the table right now. We want to put that into fruition, where we can have mostly a lot of after-school programs for the children so they don't have to roam the streets as much, so they can have somewhere where they can go and write and go and have people teaching them how to be men and women and helping them with their education. I actually want to get these two books on the shelf, on Amazon.com. You know, if that means I got to walk on the train and sell them. I just want some things in my hand so I can show the people that hard work do pays off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it. You know, this whole year just taking black writing space everywhere. If it's nonprofit, if it's writing, if it's literacy, if it's feeding the homeless, if it's toy drives, if whatever the case may be, we want to show y'all that black writing space is going to touch pretty much every title or topic that's going on in this world. Hopefully I just have to email.
Also, we will be, I meet with someone this week concerning a 501c3. Did I say it right?
Finally said it right.
For Black Writers Space, because our goal is to have a school, Black Writers Space School of creative writing. I already see the sign. I already see it. So once we get that, that's definitely going to open the door for a whole lot more bigger opportunities to do the same thing and reach the world. So because then we don't just have to be limited to Chicago. We can have one in Atlanta. We can have one in New York. We can have one in Baltimore. We can have one in California. So, yeah, that's the goal. And that's a short-term goal, actually. That'll be done in less than 6 months.
I agree.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Black Writers Space.
They tell me it never rains in Southern California.
We are back, and we have a few seconds to talk, but we just want to thank everybody for listening. We will be back tomorrow at 7. So just keep watching our posts on Facebook. We thank everybody for listening tonight. My book will be out soon. Mario gift cards will be upgraded to Best Buy. But thank you, everybody, and good night.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you again.
It seems like just the other day that we hooked up.
I was driving, you were smoking, and I swooped you up.
From that moment on, I knew you were the one. Yeah.
I was single, you were lonely, and we fell in love.
We would sit and talk for hours about anything.
Baby, you hang up, no, you hang up on three hang up.
I bought you with my picture, and I gave you everything.
Care of me,
but I turn around and you're standing here.
How deep grace. Yeah. Well, I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. And my manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kind of sweet. Anyway, you always got on some fly blue suit, and your cufflinks are shining all bright. So what'd you do? A word? Yeah, that's interesting. Look, man, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this, but I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant.